Good morning, it's Monday, July 6th, 2026. This is Longevity Daily from Aviato Research. Here's what you need to know. Two threads dominate today: what diet can and can't do for cellular aging, and creatine's expanding therapeutic profile. A systematic review of 27 human trials finds that calorie restriction and rapamycin lower inflammatory senescence markers while leaving the actual burden of senescent cells untouched. Critical distinction for anyone using diet to slow biological aging. UCLA research shows creatine supercharges cancer-fighting T-cells, a gene therapy trial targets age reversal in the eye, and Brian Johnson's autoimmune gastritis diagnosis offers a sobering counterpoint to aggressive optimization. From the research desk. The headline: diet and rapamycin quiet aging's inflammatory fire, but can't clear the zombie cells. According to Aging Research Reviews, a systematic review of 27 human trials, 3,811 participants, in Aging Research Reviews finds that calorie restriction and calorie restriction mimetics, including rapamycin, consistently lower the circulating inflammatory proteins that senescent cells secrete, the SASP. This is the one to read today. Whether you're fed or fasted, when your immune system activates, changes your T-cells, permanently. From rapamycin.news. University of Pittsburgh researchers found that your metabolic state at the moment your immune system first encounters a threat leaves a durable, heritable imprint on your CD8+ killer T-cells, starting with cognitive health and neuroprotection. New review maps the expanding treatment landscape for Alzheimer's disease. From Frontiers in Pharmacology, a comprehensive review in Frontiers in Pharmacology surveys current and emerging Alzheimer's treatments, including lecanemab, the first anti-amyloid therapy to receive full FDA approval, cleared for patients with mild cognitive impairment or early dementia. In supplement news, creatine may give cancer immunotherapy a significant boost, UCLA study shows. From iScience, creatine, already a staple in many supplement stacks for muscle and cognitive performance, may also enhance the immune system's ability to fight cancer. Long-term metformin and PPI users, your B12 levels deserve a closer look. From the Mirror, both metformin and proton pump inhibitors, like omeprazole, are among the most widely prescribed drugs, and both are associated with gradual vitamin B12 depletion that can go undetected for years. That's your Longevity Daily Brief. All articles and links are in your inbox. I'm Longevity Daily. See you tomorrow.